Nation turns its lonely eyes to you and beats off
and sucks your cock.
It's Paul Guyman.
Paul Guyman, dude. Yeah. Damn, honestly, and if you really wanted to go on a gay rape spree
and had a time machine, my old friend.
What do you
go
mean?
To the '50s and start raping?
Yeah, you could rape guys all day long.
Yep.
In the '50s.
Yeah,
probably that was the best time.
People
to rape
would just
men.
Call you a real crackpot. They'd call you a
no,
real.
They just
hey, just what the hell is going on here,
hey,
pal?
What's the big idea? That's
what
my
ass.
Saying?
Oh my god! What the hell is this? I thought only I could do this. To women.
Hey, wait, I think you're mistaken, pal. That's my ass.
Yeah. Shh, I'm from a distant future. I'm a cryptocurrency millionaire. I have everything I want except the ability to rape powerful men who don't know what rape is.
Just go back in time and fuck Dwight D. Eisenhower.
That would rule, dude. I would love to just rape some guy who was like a radio operator in Korea. He came back, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, you just work hard. You work hard for the company, and, you know, I just make sure my kids go to a good school, and, you know, I'm like, yeah, that's a cool story, man. Yeah, I'll give you a ride back to your place. I'm headed over to that side of town anyway. Yeah, hop in my Packard. Well, I don't know. Is this, which way are you going? No, I'm taking the new parkway. They got a new parkway. Well, I don't know if I really live off the parkway. Hey, listen. You want to fucking drive, get your own car, man. Yeah. Well, did you just use the F word? I'm going to be using a lot more than that. Like chloroform.
So he's knocked out.
He's knocked out.
He wakes up, tied up. Mm. He's sitting in a chair where you cut a hole in the bottom.
No,
he's
in a coffin.
Mm.
Oh. He's in a fucking coffin. He thinks he's been buried alive.
But he's got a Zippo lighter.
He's screaming. Yeah, mm-hmm. Give him a lighter so he knows he's in the coffin.
Yeah.
And then there's a little note that says you've been buried alive. But he doesn't know that he's only just sort of suspended above another cot that I've set up. There's a hole cut around his ass. And then while he's screaming at the top of his lungs, thinks he's, you know, 6 feet underground, I just start fucking his ass from underneath the coffin.
Damn, dude. I thought just raping him would be enough.
No.
But you want him to feel like he's going to die and some demon is fucking his ass.
Yeah.
Satan himself.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's a little camera in there recording the man being raped and screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you
mm-hmm.
know, so I'm just on 50s businessman asshole.
You bring a camera
asshole.
From the future. Mm-hmm.
I bring a camera from the future. And then I take the footage back to modern day and I step out of the time machine. I call a press conference and I'm like, you still think white men can't help? You still think white men are bad? Look what I did for all the oppressed people in the world. I went back to the source. I found the white guy that created the patriarchy. And I tricked him into thinking he was buried alive, and then I raped him in a coffin.
Hero, you did it.
Yeah.
And
what if you go back in time and it's a perfect society? But you have to fuck a bunch of those business guys.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
That'd well, it depends how far back in time, because there is a statute of limitations.
Here's to you, Mr.
Crimes.
Robinson. I'm going to put you in a makeshift coffin and fuck your ass.
I'm going
convince
to
convince you that you're suffocating to death 6 feet under the ground, and then you get raped.
Now, do you just
what happens
leave
after
him?
He gets raped? Do you kill him or you let
no,
him go? You,
no.
No,
no, no.
I mean, death would be, you give it a couple years, he'll kill himself.
Yeah, death would be exactly a cop-out. Part of the punishment is he has to live with that forever. Uh-huh. And that's what you get, pal, for doing redlining.
Yeah.
For making it so blacks couldn't live in middle-class homes.
Yeah, for being a racist.
And that's why we raped
him. Yeah, I got
him.
A white picket fence for you right here.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. My dick and balls,
the one that
pal.
The one that they fucking tied Matthew Shepard up to. For the people like you to get. Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
He speaks French, Thai, and some pidgin. He's married to Pamela G. Schmall and
who
has two children.
The ambassador?
Ambassador Nigeria.
James F. Entwistle.
Who?
James F.
The ambassador
Entwistle.
To Nigeria.
He's the former United States ambassador to Nigeria.
Oh, he's not anymore?
It's a good time to remind you guys that if you go to macweldon.com, you can pick up some rape-proof underwear.
Jesus Christ.
Mac Weldon does not ensure that you will not get raped. You right. Mac Weldon makes no legal promises about you whether or
no
not you will be raped.
No promises about the whether or not Look, if it, whatever, look, we're sorry that happened to you, but we didn't actually say that that's how the underwear.
Well, and listen.
MacWeldon.com believes in smart design, premium fabrics, mm-hmm. and simple shopping.